There are those who say that one of the worst things is not being able to hear. You go to the high school play, but the actors can't project their lines, and so Myrtle turns to Ralph and whispers so that everyone in the theater can hear it. What are they saying? You attend a wedding reception, and the DJ is playing the music so loudly that you can't even hear the person sitting at the table right in front of you. In homiletics class, Father Burke would sit in the very, very last pew of the church, the very last pew. We weren't allowed to use a public address system, and he would scream from the back pew, "I can't hear you! Use your diaphragm!" And yet, still some people say to me, "Father, I couldn't hear the sermon this morning." And my dad would say, "You can consider that a blessing." So for the most part, there is nothing worse than not being able to hear. And Jesus says there's nothing worse than not being able to hear spiritually. Not with the ears of the body, but with the ears of the soul. That's what today's gospel is all about. Jesus says there are some people who can hear and other people who can't hear. Just look at how many times that word ear and hearing and listening is mentioned in that middle part of today's gospel. The point of the gospel is in the middle. It's all about hearing. And Jesus illustrates his point with a parable at the beginning, and he explains it at the end. Some people can hear, and some people can't. What prevents me from hearing God's word? Jesus actually tells us what the three roadblocks are to hearing his word when he explains the parable. He says, first of all, the evil one. Let's just be blunt. The evil one, the devil, Satan himself, wants us not to hear God's word. This corresponds directly to the state of our soul, which Jesus describes as a path. Now, of course, they didn't have cement or blacktop back then, right? So we're talking about a path that's earth, grass, that's been beaten down. Hard as concrete. This is the state of our soul. Living in mortal sin has so hardened us that God's word can't penetrate. We have removed ourselves out of sanctifying grace. We've unplugged ourselves from sanctifying grace, and every mortal sin makes me harder and harder and harder. And rather than change my sinful ways to live as God asks, the enemy says, "Why don't you change what God asks so you can live as you want?" Oh, yes. The evil one, Jesus says, is the first thing that prevents us from hearing his word. Second, Jesus says that tribulations and persecutions prevent me from hearing his word. Think about it. I can hear God's word when it's very comforting. I won't reject anybody who comes to me. "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will refresh you. The Lord is kind and merciful." You remember those were the readings from last week, right? But when it comes to the difficult teachings, carry your cross, deny yourself, love your enemies, pray for your persecutors, la, 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 I can't hear you. Why? Because it's too challenging, too difficult. I can hear God perfectly when it's easy, but not when it's challenging. This corresponds, Jesus says, to the state of the soul that is shallow, where the word can't take deep root. When the heat comes, when the drought comes, when the tornadoes come and the hurricanes come, the tree falls over because it hasn't taken deep root. There's all kinds of tribulations and persecutions in our life. There's some suffering, physical suffering, like a suffering from cancer, a child born with special needs, the death of a loved one, being hurt by somebody in the church. Persecutions that come from living the Catholic faith, as Jesus asks. A spiritual dark night of the soul. As soon as these tribulations, persecutions, and crosses come, I abandon my faith and leave the church. It's difficult to hear what God is trying to tell me during trials, tribulations, and persecutions. Finally, Jesus says, the third thing that prevents us from hearing his word is worldly anxiety and the lure of riches. Notice how this corresponds to the soul. We started off with a soul that was hardened like the path in mortal sin, where the devil can just take us like that. We talked about the soul that is shallow and not very deep. But now we're talking about a soul that's filled with stuff. Full of concerns about storing up treasure here on earth. Full of worldly concerns. My house, my boat, my car, my condo, my computer, my iPad, my iPhone, my TV, my investment, my job, my business, my farm. I'm worried about gas prices and food prices and corn prices and house payments and car payments and college tuition. And it just chokes off being able to hear God. So Jesus says brilliantly in his explanation of the parable, three things that prevent us from hearing his word. The devil, second, tribulations and persecution, and number three, worldly anxiety and the lure of riches. But it's Jesus who helps us to hear his voice. He's the one that removes these roadblocks so that we're not so hard. He softens us so that we're flexible and open. He makes us not so shallow so that we can go deep and withstand strong storms. And he gets rid of all of those things so that we're empty, so he can fill us with his grace. The Lord Jesus is so good to us. The Lord Jesus softens my heart through the waters of baptism with a nice, gentle rain. The Lord comes and get rid of the thorns in my life when I make a good confession in the sacrament of penance. And the Lord will feed my soul, fertilize my soul with frequent reception of his body and blood, so his word, the seed of his word, can go down deep and take root and yield a rich harvest for him of 160 or 30-fold. Whoever has ears ought to hear.